This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A powerful earthquake in Morocco has killed more than 1,000 people with hundreds more injured, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The magnitude 6.8 quake was the hardest to hit Morocco in 120 years. Its epicenter, Al Houz province, which lies roughly 40 miles south of Marrakesh. One Marrakesh resident had a lucky escape. We went to sleep, but after a few seconds we felt the earthquake and we went out of the house. And after that, the entire house was destroyed. Rescuers worked through the night searching for survivors in darkness, dust and rubble. However, some experts expect the death toll to rise significantly. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden and his allies on Saturday outlined plans to create a rail and shipping corridor linking India with the Middle East and ultimately Europe. The details were announced in India at the annual Group of 20 summit of the world's top economies.
This is a real big deal. I want to thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. One Earth, one family, one future. That's the focus of this G20 summit. And in many ways, it's also the focus of this partnership.
U.S. officials say the corridor would help boost trade, transport, energy resources, and improve digital connectivity. It would include India, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Israel, and the European Union. The Group of 20 top world economies welcomed the African Union as a member as their annual summit got underway Saturday. But their wording on the contentious issue of the war in Ukraine was limited to a call to avoid seizing territory by force or the use of differences about the war in Ukraine. This is VOA News. Niger's military leaders this week reopened the country's airspace to all commercial flights, ending a closure that had been in place since August 6th. But in a VOA exclusive, U.S. military officials tell VOA the change to commercial flight access has not normalized U.S. drone flight frequencies. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has details.
U.S. officials tell VOA military drone flights out of bases in Niger have been limited since the coup in July. Niger is the U.S. military's hub for counterterror intelligence, reconnaissance, and surveillance in West Africa. U.S. drones launch from bases in Niger's capital and this airbase in Agadez, about 1,000 kilometers to the northwest, have provided eyes in the skies above the volatile Lake Chad Basin area of Cameroon, Chad, Niger, and Nigeria. In recent years, Islamist militants have wreaked havoc on local populations. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Daniel is the worst storm to hit Greece in 75 years, and it follows a summer of destructive wildfires across the country, leaving the nation angry about the government's delayed response. Rescue crews airlifted hundreds of people trapped in dozens of Greek hamlets after 4 days of rainfall. Anthony Karazava reports from Athens.
Since the crack of dawn, military helicopters have been landing on the sprawling grounds of a soccer field in central Greece, transferring hundreds of people who were stranded for days on rooftops, watching their towns and villages in central Greece consumed by unrelenting floods. Daniel has been pounding Greece since the weekend, when walls of rain brought by the downpour turned small streets in the country's farming heartland of Thessaly into mini rivers. Hardest hit has been the region of Karditsa, where six people, all elderly women and shepherds, were found under mounds of debris. Anthikarasava, VOA News, Athens.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un invited visiting Chinese delegates and Russian artists to a paramilitary parade featuring rocket launchers pulled by trucks and tractors. That's according to state media Saturday. The nighttime parade in the capital, Pyongyang, was to celebrate North Korea's 75th founding anniversary. It's Kim's latest effort to display his ties with Moscow and Beijing in the face of deepening confrontations with Washington. Kim is expected to travel to Russia soon for a meeting with President Vladimir Putin that could focus on North Korean arms sales. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.